With unfortunately, I with us in like where I'm from, we get more mainstream like knowledge of bands. We don't get much of an underground, like because we're so isolated. And like for example, there's only one metal event promoter in my city that does events, and that's Ninja Cat Productions. He's been doing it since 2001, Corey Thomas, and he works with the Park Theater in the side stage. And he brought in Psychroptic just a month ago.
Fantastic.
That was the third time I saw them. And when I went up to the merch booth, Jason, he said, "Eric," gave me a big hug right away. And I was like, "Wow, you
Well,
have a great memory," or something like.
it was Dave Halley from Psychroptic who actually brought Cryptopsy out last week.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
he's got a promotional event organizing company, whatever that brings them out. So it was actually him that brought them out.
Good to know. Wow.
I think last time they might have played with them too, but
Hostility and Nihility, Season 2. Presented by Right Note Production, located out of downtown Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
the Arch Spire, they're doing the world tour. They're coming. They're doing your Australia, and they're also doing like Canada. Like this, it's the same similar poster too. Except I noticed on the Australia poster, it was more of on the Australia version. Like I like the what they did with the poster change.
Did Dan Goldsworthy do the one for Canada as well, did he? Because he did the one for Australia.
No, it was different. Yeah, it was different. It was for someone locally here.
Nice.
Now I guess this would be like a crossover between your show and my show,
Yeah, I guess. Collaboration.
that's pretty awesome. Have you ever had like another show like where you talked?
So I've jumped on a few times on PBS with my friend Kenny, who runs a show called Burning Bitumen. I actually was on there last night for his end of year wrap up as well, which was really fun. Lots of people in the studio, which was good. I've done that a number of times. I have done a few live streams with some guys who do a show called Two Dudes Talk Music. So I've done a couple of live streams with them, which was really good, except they've just kind of packed that up and I think they're looking at what they do next. But they're, yeah, really interesting dudes. So it was really nice doing those. Outside of that, not really. It's more just having people kind of on my show, so doing interviews or having some people come live into the studio to chat on air when I'm doing the radio show.
I think this could be a really good open opportunity that opens so many other doors because it's like going to be bridging your with my with and with my show too. And I've had a lot of listeners be like, "Whoa, I can't wait to hear what those are
Well,
some pretty cool names." And
like you were just saying, if you don't get a huge amount of underground music or you're only kind of getting the mainstream stuff, especially if you're wanting to talk about, Australian music, this is an awesome way to be able to connect that and share some incredible bands, which I
absolutely.
again love doing that. So any excuse to plug more Aussie bands is good with me. And I'm always happy to help with anything. If you've got particular genres you're looking for or whatever, and kind of want to say, hey, do you know any good bands in this space? Underground stuff that maybe you hadn't heard of, just yell out.
Oh yeah, no, like I haven't really thought of what'll be next for I know I want to do like a Taiwan and then a Japanese episode too.
I think you've also already got the knowledge there from what you've told me. You've got a lot of the knowledge there to use to do that stuff. It's just getting out and doing it,
Yeah, no, the oh, with okay with us, we're also co half we're cold half the year. Oh.
My next thing is looking more at my local area. So I'm regional. So Australia is a very big place, and even
Of
Victoria
course.
itself is quite a big place. So our main city is Melbourne. I'm about an hour and a half out of Melbourne. So most of the time that's where I'm traveling for gigs, is at least to Melbourne or the other side of Melbourne to go see most shows. So
road travels, yeah.
Yeah. So the show I ran in November was in the city. So the next thing I want to do is try and look at more stuff closer to home. And also how I can like connect that into the radio station, whether that's to kind of increase the visibility of the station or try to raise some funds for the station. Because as you know, community radio, it doesn't fund itself. It relies on volunteers and all of that. So hoping to do some stuff closer to home and see if I can get all the regional crowd involved. But we'll see.
Do you know much? You know Frankenbach, eh?
Yeah. They were actually from the area I grew up in.
You should try doing an event or something with them, because they're like all-time heavy hitters since 1997.
Yeah.
And Adam just got rejoined with the band.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they're making new music again. And they're big supporters of the Hostility and Nihility show. And they eventually said that they want to make their way over here at some point, but only if it's for a really good reason, and it can't just be for one show, they said. It has to be for...
So you're going to have to take them on a whole tour if you want to bring them across.
Oh, I mean, we got like Winnipeg, and we got Brandon, and then... So there's at least two stops that I know that...
Yeah.
And then there's also the possibility of bringing them on to Base in Unity, where I got to talk to my buddy Dr. Dustin about that. But I mean, that's a campground, 5,000 people growing every year. And it's not just electronic, but it's all genres. And it's like, it's 500 acres. So I'm thinking if this is the first year with working with that. The sky's the limit, really. And
yeah.
I'm really, really grateful that we could be doing this right now.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Really grateful. Did you have any questions?
I guess, because it's your show, if you whatever you want to lead it and all of that.
Oh, no,
but I guess you're talking about, so it's your Australian themed episode. What sort of stuff do you know about Australian metal, and what are your like favorite Aussie metal bands?
I've always known about Psychoptic from like the first time I saw them in 2019, but since Frankenbach, I've never really known much. And so that really, since growing the show, I've had a lot of growth with other countries like Japan and like Taiwan and other areas over in Southeast Asia, but however, I've never really had much of contact in Australia, and it's a huge place. And it's since you've shown me that playlist of Nothing, Ichthyosis, Cazerval, Deciduous Forest, Crypt Crawler, The Incantus, Munations, Plague Dweller, Freedom of Fear, Hell Machine, all those great bands are really distinctive sounds that I have never heard before.
Yeah.
Ever.
And it's such a tiny little portion of what comes out of this country too. Like,
and it's like genre bending.
So much good music here.
Mm-hmm. I need everybody in the show's listeners in Canada and even my city to just hear about all these crazy awesome upcoming bands too, because they're active, and a lot of these bands that you've shown me are most recently formed too.
Yeah, there's quite a few that are quite new. Some that have been doing stuff within the local music scene for many years, but have maybe started new projects. And I guess everyone probably thinks that their country or their towns make the best music, but like Australia, again, being such a big country and being so disconnected from so much of the world, because it is quite a distance away, it is harder for people to get to. It was always kind of behind other countries in terms of getting access to music that was happening elsewhere in the world. And then there's always just been a little bit of a barrier for Australian music to get out. And from what I've heard from a lot of people that I know, they still find that sometimes things like your Spotify or your streaming service algorithms don't really tend to feed Australian music out. It just doesn't happen as naturally as it does for some other countries. So it can be really hard for them to get heard elsewhere. But we have so many incredible musicians that so many of them are working many different projects, and just they absolutely kill it and they make our scene incredible. And we also have like some really good festivals because it's harder for a lot of Rashville. Internationals to come across. It's become more of a trend that instead of worrying so much about those massive festivals with all the internationals, it might be one or two internationals and then a huge amount of locals, and we have these massive Aussie music festivals. So if anyone's ever looking to come to visit Australia and they want something good, they should look out for the different festivals that go on. You know, there's Blacken that's out in the middle of nowhere out near Uluru. Like I said, Metal to the Max out in outback New South Wales. You've got Froth and Fury coming up, which is just at a race course, and it's a mix, but again, a good one. Like you said, Thrash Fest. We've got Death Fest and Brute Fest, and I think they've just announced another one, which was Shred Fest.
See, how I heard of Thrashville was Frankenbach. They did their second day, June 28th or 29th, I believe, they played on. And King Parrot played the following day, and that's where I found out about King Parrot. I've never heard of them before. The amazing grindcore. Holy shit. The Mr. White's guitar playing, Matt's vocals. Holy shit.
Yeah, they're so good. And they put on such a good show. Like, those guys are just, great.
They came to Montreal in August. I missed it. I was going to go. I was going to press buy, but I didn't. I should have, because now I have to fly to Australia to see them.
Yeah, just come down and, like, go check them out at, like, 20 different shows when they're on a stint just dropping around everywhere.
Oh, and that's another why I'm trying to do the Australia specials, because I really want to make friends, because that's what music is, and like, it's a community and a pathway to new connections and to maintain old connections and to kindle new ones. And I want to be going down to Australia to meet my friends, event like Frankenbach, the guys down there, and everybody that I've ever talked to. But you know, there's it's expensive. It's like, it's really, because it's only like you said,
Yeah, it's a big trip. Like, almost for most of the world, it is a pretty big trip to get down here. And then there's some spots that are even harder to get to. You know, Perth doesn't get as much out in Western Australia. Northern Territory gets barely anything, except for like Blacken. But whereas Melbourne, so kind of East Coast, you get Melbourne up, New South Wales and Queensland tend to get more kind of coming through.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame. You have to drive so much to your shows that you got to go to, but I guess you can make something for it.
It is what it is. And for some people, if they're close to the city, it's not a problem. I'm regional. So, when I went to see Cryptopsy the other night, it was nearly 2 hours there, 2 hours back. But that, it just is what it is. You know, you just do it because you love it. And it's just hard. You can't kind of get them to come out to regional areas. They need to be central.
Did you talk to Matt when they were there at the show? Or?
No, I just had a standard ticket. He messaged me afterwards and he's like, I would have given you an all access pass.
Yeah, you could have.
I should have asked. I just hate asking. I don't like to be that person.
Of course, but because then it could be good for, it's both for your show and it's good for them too, because then it gives because I don't think, was there any other radio or show people doing podcasts at the event that you saw with any fancy cameras or?
Not like doing stuff live. There was heaps of photographers, like extra photographers. I don't know. There was so many photographers that night. But like I did do an interview with him on my show a little while back. But the thing was, I also didn't organize it because someone else in another Australian podcast, I think, did one just after me that was organized, I think, through the people when the event came through. So they would have had easy in. I didn't do it that way. I had organized it directly through Season of Mist before the Australian tour was even announced. So when I had it booked, I didn't even know that they were coming to Australia until like right before I actually did the interview and it got announced. So I didn't want to go back to Matt and Haslam, and I didn't want to go back to Season of Mist, and because they wouldn't have really had control over that anyway. I don't know. Navigating all of that, there's people I know that do like radio and other stuff that they don't care. They'll ask everyone for passes and whatever they want. But I don't know. I just feel really rude if I do that or presume. You know.
I mean, like, it helps both parties, and like.
I'm just awkward. That stuff's hard to get over.
Oh.
Anyway, is what it is. Maybe next time they come out, I'll reach out and I'll ask him for a pass and go say hi.
I guess you know lots of Montreal bands in from Quebec, but what about Manitoba?
I don't know.
Okay, well, like, so there are you in your you do you like standard classic rock?
Some
more metal. Okay, some
of, I am more metal leaning. I do listen to stuff outside of metal, but it tends to be kind of I like dark folk, Southern Gothic, love rockabilly, some old school country, things like that, and punk.
There's a band called The Guess Who. Maybe you've heard of The Guess Who, the Taking
Name
Care of Business.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah, they're from my city. They're from my city that does the song.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
That's a BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. He's the same guitar player. That they like switch over members.
Yeah.
But we don't really have any much metal that's going up, like from my city really going
yeah.
out.
Except for Repressive.
Well, there's other bands like Wilt, but they haven't been doing shows. They are retired now from doing shows.
Yep.
Now there's also like bands, smaller bands like Winnipeg actually had a big hit. We had a huge hit in our metal scene. Actually, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So like there's we had this really awesome band named Cell. They just moved out to Edmonton just like a month or two ago, and then Endless Chaos. Same guitar player went out there too. So that was two big bands that were locally that were always doing shows.
Yep.
Now they're gone. And there was also this Votov and Immortal Possession. The drummer and the bass player left the singer guitarist. So now our bigger name band. Okay, we have Archigaphus. Archigaphus is a grindcore band. They've been doing since 2005.
I know that name. I know I've listened to them.
Yeah, they're from my city, Archigaphus. A crazy story about that. I actually know the drummer personally. So about me is I have a business. It's a Cinnabon carpet cleaning. I do like carpet and upholstery cleaning.
Okay.
So when I started the business, I didn't really have a license to start with. I shattered my elbow in a biking accident. So I started that business door to door and cold calling and then asking my friends to drive me around. While saving up for a vehicle and saving up for like lessons and stuff. So Dan, the drummer for Archigaphus, was one of the people that had helped me when I was needing a vehicle and a driver.
Yep.
Yeah, and
nice.
We know from shows we go to and that was it touched my heart I'm very thankful and very very happy. Like I passed my license. I'm driving now and stuff and.
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, it's
just... They looked
Freedom of Fear. Carpathia off the album Carpathia. Melodic technical death metal from Adelaide, South Australia. Hell Machine. War on the Cross. Off the album Merciless Hate. Blackened speed metal from Alice Springs, Northern Territory. Basically Australia's version of Hell Ripper. Scottish blackened speed metal. Kazerval, Unyielding Shadow of Demise, off the album Unyielding Shadows. Black metal from Melbourne, Victoria. We'll be right back. Hostility and Nihility, Season 2. Presented by Bright Note Production, located out of downtown Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The time that I've had with this show is definitely treated me good with my time and like health too, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I find it's good like for mental health as well to be able to have those sorts of outlets and an excuse to explore music and do all of that, which can help with everything else from there.
The Repressive I started in like 2019. It was I never really made music up until like last year. I broke my arm in like 2021, so there was all that time in between. There, I was in a cast.
Yeah.
And now I can't really play guitar and. Okay, I can tremolo pick, no problem, and I can palm mute, no problem. But when it comes to holding down power riffs or doing like Megadeth Spider riffs chords, I can't do that with the wrist because there's no muscle on the arm.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing just piano and keyboards locked up with guitar pedals. And I'm not sure if you followed up the story. Have you listened to the most recent episode of the Hostility and Nihility? I guess not much. You're busy with everything. Okay, well, just a quick
this time of year, I get kind of slammed not only with normal work but with trying to do all the end of year stuff. So I'm kind of at the moment scrambling some last minute interviews for my end of year wrap up episode. I'm trying to get through like those last episodes of the year of the radio show as well, on top of doing stuff for Christmas. And also where my station, we're organizing music for some local markets and stuff. So we've had to kind of be working on a bunch of those things as well. Not metal, but market friendly music. Keeps me busy.
The most recent episode, the last episode we had, I had a diced up rhythm, really up and coming rhythm dubstep producer that makes his own music, and he also does really big shows. I was trying to get him down for the last like two episodes, and he finally came down, and it was the best time ever. It turned into like an 85-minute talk. I was like, we were laughing, a little bit of tears or talk, you know, just all the emotions, and it's great. And then we also had Beanie Bops Vienna. She's like, I'm an up and coming event promoter, female run, and all about safe events and making sure that not in small venues and packed like sardines, lots of open space where people are keeping eyes on all their own drinks and stuff, you know, and all that safeness. Nice. And so I'm trying to make a new show, split up the electronic and metal.
Yeah,
because unfortunately at the end,
so
of
you can
this,
cover it all more consistently across each.
Exactly.
It's a bit of a jump between the two.
Absolutely. But we in Winnipeg, we used to have a really big dubstep scene, and it also died out. So that's where I'm trying to work around both scenes that have had both hits, the metal and that specific electronics. It's not house, that's like 404 dance music, but dubstep is different. I'm just trying to do whatever I can to not let any flames go out, you know.
Do you find that's because you're, like you said, you're kind of in a remote area? Is that what impacts some of that staying, you know, like a vibrant running community?
We're huge on our local culture and our local artists, but in our community circles are very powerful, but unfortunately we've also had a lot of venues arsons in the last couple of years since 2023. We had the Windsor Hotel go down in 2023. That was a hotel that Charlie Chaplin stayed at that was built in 1903, and he stayed there in like 1911 or something. And they had like the silhouette of him as an honor because it was a landmark. And all the metal bands that would go, we had La Armada from the Dominican Republic. They are now transferred over to Chicago, but that was a really intense, hardcore metal skate kind of at a really old hotel that was like kind of legendary, but it burned down. And that was one of our old, and it was an arson. And it was one of the only last buildings that, because we had the Garrick, but it all, and we had the Event Exchange Center. It burned down in August. And that was like for the DJs, a lot of the electronic guys would do that.
Yeah.
We, a few metal bands would play there, but they don't really like to play at that venue.
Yeah.
They would have two huge poles right in the center of the dance floor. So, I mean, you think about doing circle pits or wall of death, doesn't really work with that.
Yeah, to slow it down a little bit.
Munitions, Black Wind. Off the release, Black Wind. Death metal from Melbourne, Victoria. Nothing, The Self-Repair Manifesto. Off the self-titled, The Self-Repair Manifesto. Progressive death metal from Melbourne, Victoria. Plague Dweller, Our Names Will Not Be Called, The Priest. Devoured by the Cosmic Void, progressive melodic death metal from Newcastle, New South Wales.
We'll be right back.
like I said, that is such a small sample as well. Like trying to pick just 10 songs to give you was quite difficult. Kind of easy, but kind of difficult as well. Because I was like, no, these are some really good ones I know I really want to put across. But there's just so much good music to share. Because then we can focus on them and then get distracted again afterwards if you want to. Then you know you've got what you need.
Okay. So I guess you've showed me Nothing, Ecdysis, Kazerval, Deciduous Forest, Crypt Crawler, The Incantus, Munitions, Plague Dweller, Freedom of Fear, Hell Machine. Now, however, have you heard of Mountain Wizard Death Cult from Australia? I guess you have.
I've heard the name. I haven't actually listened to them, to be honest.
Very good genre bending. You can't really put a name on if they're deaf. You can't say they're not deaf and they're not doom. And they're definitely they have atmospheric qualities, but and they're not progressive. They're definitely not progressive. They're genre bending is mix of sludge tube. You can't really put a name on it.
Yep. Okay.
They did a show with Frankenbach and King Parrot at Thrashville, and so I took a look at the roster and I gave a good 30-second to all the bands, and I'm like, that Mountain Wizard Death Cult really stuck out to me.
Nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen their name around, but hadn't quite gotten around to catching those guys yet.
Do you know anybody personally in all the bands that you've shown, that you've told me?
So the Incantus, I know the guys in that. I've spent quite a bit of time with them on a bunch of different things. Lovely guys. And they also have, like, a few of them have other projects and stuff as well, so it's good. And they also played the show that I did in November. Crypt Crawler are from Perth, so they're the other side of the country, but I did do an interview with their frontman. Nothing, I don't know those guys. I'm sure I've seen them around at some shows, but don't know them. Munitions, I do know Clint, and have met a few of the other guys before, but Clint's been on the show a couple of times, and I actually just the other night did an interview with him for a different project. Because have you heard of Fimbul Winter?
I have not.
So Fimbul Winter are a kind of new band, to a degree. They're a new band that have come out. It is some of the original Amon Amarth members, and it started by them
really
getting together to play some of the old stuff from their first, like, demos from 1994. And they got Clint, who is the frontman of Munitions, to do their vocals. So they've now formed as an official band, and they've just released their new EP, which is What Once Was. And Clint is their frontman. So they've got all these original Amon Amarth members from Sweden, and then Clint from Australia. In the crazy band as well. And his vocals are awesome. He also runs this awesome pub festival every year out in Geelong, which is where King Parrot are from. So he runs a festival out there, which is really good, but does heaps within our community and just has all these different projects on the go. Very, very good.
Yeah. Amon Amarth is very popular over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
To come here every 3 years.
Definitely check out Fimbul Winter. It's not Viking themed, but it is melodic death, and they have used some of the riffs they originally had written, so it's really good. But you get that, I guess, a little bit of an Aussie edge in the vocals. Plague Dweller, I've had Donovan, the guitarist, on the show. Incredible musician. Don't actually know anyone from Freedom of Fear. Ecdysis, I had them play at that gig in November as well, and I've had Sid on the show before. Great dudes. Wow.
Freedom of Fear is a pretty prominent band from Adelaide.
They're doing really well. They've been doing some international shows. I think they just did like a European tour they've just come back from.
Wow.
They supported Death Clock recently as well. Yeah.
Metal of Collapse, Brendan Small, of course. Gotta love it.
Yeah. They're doing, insanely well. But it's really well deserved because their musicianship is fantastic. And they've got a really good look as well. Like when I first saw them, I don't know if you're familiar with like the Anne Rice Vampire Chronicles, like Interview with the Vampire and those series at all.
No.
But when I first saw them, I looked at them and went like they would fit perfectly in her world. And like that is the band that I envision behind Lestat in Queen of the Damned. Won't make any sense if you're not across the books or the movies or anything else, but that's who I would picture in that place would be Freedom of Fear.
I only know the Queen of the Down from a Marilyn Manson song.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's fair. Yeah. Cazaval, I know. That's my friend who is also in Eon's Abyss and runs the Metal Podcast, which would be a good one to collab with if you ever want to do another.
Oh, Cazaval, he's a one-man band, and he also has a podcast.
It is a one-man black metal project. Yeah, really good. Did you enjoy that one?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, I really like that one.
Very old school, but yeah, really well done.
The blast beats, holy shit.
But yeah, it'd be a good one to collab with as well if you're looking for something in the future from Australia again, would be to reach out to him and for the Metal Podcast, because he does some really underground stuff with that.
It's been inspiring, all these new sounds.
Like I said, that is such a small sample as well. Like trying to pick just 10 songs to give you was quite difficult. Kind of easy, but kind of difficult as well. Cause I was like, no, these are some really good ones. I know I really want to put across, but there's just so much good music to share. So yeah.
Bellacore. I really like them. I just heard of them, found them out about them from the keyboardist of Eureka, a band from Taiwan.
Okay.
She covered the Bellacore song, and I really liked that. And I checked it out, and I'm like, wow.
Nice. Yeah. They're another one that's done pretty well in terms of, getting out and about internationally quite a bit.
They've been around since 2004, so that's quite a good lengthy career.
I mean, I think I saw them... Yeah, in about maybe 2006 or something at the ESPY, tiny little venue. I'm pretty sure it was there. Anyway.
Right when they're getting started, I get a couple in the birth of
It is fun to watch that and see bands that do really well over that time and watch them go from tiny little venues like that to pretty massive shows and doing international tours and that sort of stuff. At the same time, though, you've got bands like, you know, King Parrot who do that too, but they'll still come back and do their pub shows and the small venues and, you know, those are probably the ones that people love the most.
They were playing a New Year's Eve event. That's their last one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wish I could be there.
I think I did see that on their page, actually. Yeah.
I made a post, collabed with them, and I had a bunch of my Warhammer miniatures that I painted them. So my Warhammer miniatures are on their Instagram page.
Nice.
Thank you, Matt, or whoever runs the Instagram.
Nice. I've got the little shelf up behind me in the background is not Warhammer, but D&D miniatures.
Oh, nice. That's where I get the Heretic Eric DJ. That's where I get my DJ name from.
Awesome. I did think it might be that. Yeah, a lot of the bands really good. There's so much to listen to from Australia.